road safety. I don't think there's anything specific. So Pat is on top of these things. At our last meeting, we expressed the view that we wanted to retain the 20 mile an hour limit. He's taken that on board. I see they're tinkering with putting 20 mile an hour limit across the Weem just now as well. So there's things going on across there. And obviously, we have them at Grantley and other places as well. So
yeah, they've put it in Fernan as well, which has slowed the traffic down. But yeah, it's all through Fernan too. But I don't know if are these trials the same as
no.
what Aberfeldy were having, or is this just a
No.
temporary thing that's
It's
going on?
yeah, the trials were in five places, of which
Uh-huh.
Aberfeldy was one. Forget where all the others were, Kenistswood, and I forget, but there was five different types of areas that were part of the trials. And you know, we will look to, if people want them, make these permanent as Aberfeldy does. So I think the intention is that there'll be an update sent to a meeting of the Environment and Infrastructure Committee at its meeting in August. I think that is the next one. And then, all being well, that would be sort of ratified at the committee and implemented. If there are objections to it, it may take slightly longer in which to resolve any issues that might come forward. But that's the plan with the trial ones, if they're wanting to keep these. The other ones like Grantley, Sturtie, Fernan, etc., etc., Portlochry Main Street, these are temporary measures under the coronavirus regulations, and they are for a maximum of 18 months. Now that they've still got a bit of time to run on these, and then decisions can be made at the end of that whether or not some of these should be kept. They're not all appropriate, perhaps, but well, sorry, they're probably appropriate in the current circumstances, but maybe not appropriate once we're out of kind of coronavirus and such like. But you know, we'll have discussions with the various communities about which ones they would like to see kept, and we'll see what can be done about it. But as far as the Aberfeldy one's concerned, I think if the community want it, we will look to try and make it permanent by the time it expires, end of September, I think, just off the top of my head.
What is the relevance of coronavirus to the speed limits, John? I don't really get
Well,
the connection there.
yeah, well, the reason why they were implementing in the first place was that it was felt that people were more likely to want to step aside if there was other folk on the pavement and might step into the roadway. So for safety reasons, a reduction in the speed limit was or the principle of reducing the speed limit was kind of approved. Now, the corona under normal circumstances, there would have been a whole kind of rigmarole of putting a reduction in the speed limit in place in terms of the legalities of it, etc., etc. But the coronavirus regulations allowed that to be short-circuited, if you like, and implemented without all that previous procedure, but only on a temporary basis. So we've been able just to say, right, we think there should be one there and just go off and do it, stick the signs up, put it in, and get on with it. Whereas before, it might have taken a few months to actually, you know, go through the procedures in which to make it happen. So it was really just kind of short-circuiting it. But as I say, the reason that they're in a lot of these smaller places is to do with safety reasons.
Okay. So would there be a consultation then with the people in these different communities to see if they want it to stay? So like Grantley and Fernan and things, if they
Yeah.
want it to stay after the 18 months?
In due course, yeah,
Yeah.
there'll be some kind of consultation about the various ones. So I say it may be that there might be changes to some. I know that I think the 8827 as it passes by Fernan, I think it's a part of the 20, but maybe, you know, that might become a 40, say, rather than a 60 or a 30, or whatever, and 20 just as you come up off the road, maybe into the village, that kind of thing. But there might be some adjustments made, shall we say, in time. But yeah.
Okay. Okay, is everybody happy with that? I see the policeman and policewoman are up on Tayside Crescent at the moment. Is that having an impact, Val?
No.
For a while, haven't they?
Well, I did speak to John about it because John was dealing with it, and I've asked him to take them down and then move them about or whatever, but he's not done anything. No, I've had to actually speak to a couple of people, and John spoke to a couple of people as well, but one guy says, I wasn't speaking. I thought, well, two fields round the corner, yeah, you were, you know. And he's got children, so I just pulled the old parent card and said, you've got kids, if they get hit, you know, you'll feel dreadful. So, but it doesn't work, no. But if he changes them about or something, I don't know.
Yeah, and to be clear, that John's not me.
No. I did ask him to take them down because that's what Pat had, because I'd spoken to Pat about it, and Pat had said, you need to take them down for a couple of days and then put them on somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's not being done, so I'll maybe have to get Andy to do it or something.
So what's John's doing it then?
In Jenny Shaw's old house. He took it upon himself to get Pat involved. And as I say, I spoke to Pat about it because John was already working and I thought, what can we do? So
yeah, they're less effective if they're left in place for too long. You need to, well,
to move them around. But he's not done anything about it, so I need to chip him again. But no, I think people just like, yeah, whatever.
Because when because we were changing them about, like we were doing them in the main street slings, we were changing them every week.
They've not been changed since they went in.
No.
But apart from, I asked John to turn the policewoman around and put the man there, but as I say.
The signs down by us certainly don't make any difference. The speed of some people coming down past the industrial site and heading out of town, not so much heading into town, but vehicles heading out of town first thing in the morning, all throughout the day. Some people are hitting 50, 60 miles an hour before they're passing us.
Oh, no.
Ridiculous. Some people are overtaken by the time they get past the nursery in the morning.
Oh, my God.
The speed some people are going out of town is horrendous.
You had a police officer there today because my stepmother thought, who's that? Didn't realise it. She thought it was just a different cardboard man until the guy moved. Because she actually had a police officer there today. So,
yeah.
Or whatever. She was quite kind of, oh. The trouble is
when the police are there, or the same with the traffic wardens in town, you always get people putting it all over Facebook to tell everybody that everybody's there. So for that hour, people will park where they're supposed to or drive carefully. But the speed of some vehicles going out of town, and more so first thing in the morning, people, I think, rushing out of town, going to work or whatever. But 8 o'clock, between 8 and 8:30, the speed of some vehicles going out of town is horrendous.
I'll maybe send a message to Pat and just try and maybe get that specific area put on the agenda.
Yeah, that'd be great. And it's a mixture of all different people, middle-aged, young people, older people, men, women, the speed. You can't say it's one particular group because it's not.
So the things we could do, we could look at getting that board reversed in direction. They had talked about having a build out there, which would be quite a dramatic thing on a main road like that, but it is possible.
Well, I think that would cause more problems, especially on that road. Creef Road's bad enough. No, definitely not. No, definitely not. I still say that should be taken away.
There are things they can look at. But we can maybe, the first thing I guess is to get it on the agenda and get them thinking about it. Because we've known right from the outset that people are going out of town faster than they're coming into town. So we did know that.
Yep.
It hasn't been acted on yet. So I'll do that. I'll send a message to Pat about that. Get them thinking about it. They're bound to have had a whole range of discussions about it.
I'll drop a note to Sergeant Longdon at Community Policing as well.
Okay. Is that everything on road safety?